Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Shaw. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Now, a very important message, I suppose. Horse diseases, they're breaking out. So you get some sort of breaking news, I suppose.
Yeah, going to go off topic a little bit today. The Kansas Department of Agriculture, the Division of Animal Health, was notified of two separate events in which horses in Kansas have tested positive for reportable diseases. Now, the agency has already responded to both these incidents according to their disease response plan, but I thought this was just something that needed to get out there just to get horse owners notified. In mid-July, KDA was notified by the National Veterinary Service Laboratory that a horse in Sedgwick County had tested positive for equine infectious anemia. The facility and all the horses on the premises were placed under quarantine immediately and are going through more testing to see if all those that were exposed, if there was any more that would test positive. The initial results indicate that there were an additional 4 horses that tested positive, with another 70 still under quarantine. The idea is if you tested negative, they're going to keep you under quarantine for 60 days. We'll retest at the end of that 60 days to see how things are going. Now, I think it's important to note that the equine infectious anemia is untreatable. And if a horse is tested positive, it either has to be quarantined by itself for the rest of its life or euthanized. It does not affect people, but can be spread from, be spread to horses, mules, donkeys, and really the way it's transmitted would be by blood transfusion. So that could be biting flies, that could be, unsterile, medical equipment, something of that nature. But it has to be like a blood to blood kind of transfusion there. This is a big deal, mostly due to the fact that we have a small number of cases in the U.S. each year, but this disease is pretty common when we get overseas and look around the world. It is controlled in the U.S. by regular testing before traveling across the state lines. So if you don't know the equine infectious anemia, you've probably, if you're a horse owner, had a Coggins test ran. You can get those done at your veterinarian. That's basically what this test is testing for. So that was a big one. The other one is something that's a little more common, but there was a report in Harper County that a horse had tested positive for West Nile virus. West Nile is a virus that can infect humans, horses, birds, and other species, and horses that are infected, they have a long list of symptoms, but depression, loss of appetite, some fever, neurological signs such as incoordination and weakness would be some of those more popular ones or more similar ones. The difference with West Nile and why maybe I don't seem as stressed with it, we see this fairly frequently in the state of Kansas. And it is preventable with annual vaccinations or even treatment once a horse gets it. So the horse that got it in Harper County hadn't had or was not up to date on its vaccinations, but is responding to treatment pretty well. So unlike the equine infectious anemia, this one at least sounds like it's treatable. Again, we see this much more frequently because we have a lot of mosquitoes, which is going to be the main transmitter of the disease here in the state. So what can we do to prevent West Nile virus? I would say firstly, we ought to be up to date on our annual vaccinations. But the second thing is eliminate or try to reduce the amount of water, stagnant water, especially that would be found around your operation where your horses are kept at. If you guys have questions or want more details, please go to KDA's website at agriculture.ks.gov/animal health, or you can call KDA directly at 785-564-6601. Now, before we wrap it up today, I just wanted to give you guys also a heads up that the East Central Experiment Field Day will be held on August the 20th here in Ottawa, or at the Experiment Station just south of Ottawa. This is a free event. There's no pre-registration required, but the program will start around 9:30. There will be donuts and coffee provided that morning. Then we'll move into the program. We're going to talk about management. We're going to talk about management zones and variable rate technology and precision agriculture, sudden death syndrome, and corn stunt research updates. And then we're going to talk about fertility to kind of round out the day. So those are the main three topics that we'll have that day. And then we'll end that at around or shortly after lunchtime. Lunch will be provided. So again, if you are interested in those topics or want to see some of the research that's being conducted here locally, please mark your calendar for August the 20th and plan to be out at the field, the experiment field.
I feel like I'm always learning something when you guys come in. I completely new world of the horse diseases. That's gonna be locked in my lexicon somewhere down the road. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.